The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus spoke to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. By the words of the Holy Gospel, may our sins be blotted away. Please be seated. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, which we all think of as a time of preparation for Christmas. If we were to define Advent religiously, that's what people would ordinarily say. But Advent is not just about the Nativity, and it's not even just about the second coming of our Lord at the end of the world. It's about every way that Jesus comes to us each day. Now, he comes to us when the priest at the altar says the words, "For this is my body, for this is the chalice of my blood." He comes to us whenever a baby is baptized. He comes to us whenever a hand is raised over us in forgiveness and absolution in the sacrament of penance. And he comes to us throughout the day when his grace touches us and so moves us to do something that's good and virtuous or to avoid something that's sinful. And the inspirations that the Lord gives to us in prayer and out of prayer each day, as you know, are without end. So what is it that we are meant to do, if this is the case, if Christ is coming to us in all these ways every day? We need to recognize him. We need to recognize him. There are those who cannot yet recognize him in the sacraments, and there are those who cannot recognize him in the face of the poor. There are those who are able to do good for the stranger, but who ignore the needs of those who are closest to them. All of us have need of growing and increasing our ability, our sensitivity to the presence of Christ and to the many disguises that he wears each day. Now, throughout this season, in the readings and the hymns and prayers, we hear the words, "Make straight his paths, make straight the pathways of the Lord," over and over again. Just listening to the many broadcasts of Handel's Messiah on your radio or in the car, you'll hear these words. Now, what does that mean? Well, in the ancient world, it was a call so that before a king or a great general would arrive with his army in parade, people would literally clear the streets, moving cattle and sheep out of the way, cleaning the roadway, and standing ready. What does that mean for us? Well, we're not interested in cleaning roadways. It's not about an adopt-a-highway program. But the Lord will make his way to us, and he will make the path straight. He always comes to us in a direct line, and he will do so again at the end of our life and at his second coming in glory. What we need to do is to make straight the path from us to him. He'll take care of the pathway from himself to us. But we need to work on ourselves, remove the impediments from our way of life, from our choices, impediments that block his love and that block our ability to see him and to find him. In the opening prayer of today's Mass, we asked that the Lord might grant to us, his faithful, the resolve to run forth to meet Christ who is coming. Now, the Latin actually gives the impression of rushing, that we rush towards Christ who is also coming towards us. When we think about rushing in this season, we don't think about Jesus. We think about shopping. We think about Black Fridays and Cyber Mondays and all of the other things that we have to do between now and Christmas. Yesterday, as I returned from a funeral at the Gardens of Gethsemane, the people driving me tried to stop at three different places to have lunch. And each time, the restaurant was filled with Christmas parties. Advent hadn't yet begun, but Christmas parties were all underway. We have to get those things in. We have to rush through them. But we should be rushing towards the Lord. He is the reason for the season. It is his birthday that we celebrate so willingly, but we often forget him. So during this month, these 4 weeks, we have to find our own personal way of preparing for the Lord, of making space not just for the Christmas tree in the living room, but for Jesus in our hearts and in our lives. It is a time when we may make an effort to get to confession. Very good. It is a time when the appeals of those who are most in need echo in our hearts, and we may find ourselves contributing generously to charities and Christmas gift programs and all sorts of other things that we don't do at other times of the year. It's also a time of reconciliation. It's a time when we should try to lay down enmities, to heal divisions in families, to make our hearts ready for the coming of Christ. It's a time when we have to make silence and space to think, and to think about what really matters, and to think about who we are and the one who comes to redeem us. So in this first Sunday of Advent, before the great rushing about begins, we need to stop, to pause, to think, and to look at Jesus, to ask him to send us many lights along the way, to offer to him our worship, our adoration, to contemplate him, to consider him in his coming as man, and to ask the Lord to show us what we need to do next to prepare for Christmas, to prepare for this celebration, to rejoice in this birth. That is how we begin this holy time, this new year of grace and divine favor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.